Welcome to the Holistic Horse Podcast. My name is Kira Burns, and today I thought I'd talk about a crazy analogy that I came up with. And as much as it's a bit embarrassing to admit to coming up with this, it's actually been really useful. And so I thought I might embarrass myself, but also share it in case others find it useful. So the analogy is, when it comes to riding or being with our horse, it's that feeling that you get where maybe your horse becomes a little bit anxious or a little bit worried or even a little bit grumpy. And what often happens is that we tend to get dragged into the vortex, as I like to think of it. It's like they get a little anxious or worried or whatever, and we follow them right down there into that drama, and we hang out with them there. And so we get distracted from whatever we were trying to do and instead become obsessed with what the horse is doing. And when that happens, they then continue down that path, we then continue down that path, and we ended up on a rabbit hole, and we don't know how to get out, we don't know how to turn it around, and it just all goes a little bit pear-shaped. And it came out of one of my clients and her beautiful little mare. And what would happen with them was that, yeah, the mare would get a little bit worried, and then the way that we used to say it was like she would then get sucked into the drama. And so, you know, she would go from concentrating on what she was trying to doing to then concentrating on the fact that the mare was being a bit dramatic, and then the mare would become more dramatic, and it would just, yeah, not go super well. And so we started talking about her being really solid in her focus, in her energy, in her mindset, in her just general state of being. And so her finding this calm, focused, solid state, putting herself into that and staying there no matter what the mare actually did. And so anytime the mare would become, you know, to use that word, dramatic, she would simply double down on her calm, on her mental state, on her breathing, and on her focus of what she was trying to achieve, rather than becoming distracted by the mare. And what we found was that when she did that, the mare would eventually kind of come back into rational conversation with her, and this would happen quicker and quicker and quicker the more often she practiced that. And the analogy that I came up with is that in the relationship, there's going to be a planet and there's going to be a moon, and we want to be the planet. So we as humans want to have the bigger gravitational pull, which again means that whatever state we're in, we want to be really solid in that, and we want it to have a bigger gravitational pull than whatever state the horse is in. And so if you think of planets and moons, moons orbit planets, and planets do not get pulled off course by the moons that are orbiting them. The moons can do whatever they want. They can rotate whatever way they want. They can orbit in whatever way they want. And it really, you know, it's not going to dramatically change the course of the planet. But the planet does change the course of the moon, and it does that by its gravity field. So this is why I say we want to be really, really solid, and we want to have the bigger gravitational pull so that the horse can co-regulate with us. They can come back into that calm and into that balance simply by feeding off us. And what that means is that when we start to feel their change of state or change of energy, rather than getting sucked into it, rather than giving up whatever we had and just, you know, going and orbiting them for a while, we're going to stay really solid in ourselves. So this is where the analogy came from, and that's really what we then used as a bit of a mantra from there. Was, you know, when the mare would start to get distracted or anxious or whatever, rather than having to have this big conversation, I could simply remind her to be the planet, and that would encompass the state that she was trying to achieve and remind her to stay in that. And I've since used that with other people, other riders, and whatnot, and they found it really useful as well because it's just a very simple analogy to understand. And so I think it's really useful whether you're writing, whether you're doing groundwork. It also applies to our human relationships as well, where the more solid we can be in our state, the more that we'll find that other people will co-regulate with us and come into a similar state rather than us being dragged through whatever emotional journey is going on for those around us. We can instead be in control of our own state and help, therefore, others be in that calmer, more solid state as well. And so I think it's really useful from that sense. And the planet and the moon analogy is just a really simple one. And it's a little bit funny. And so it's helpful to snap us out of it, you know, without there being judgment about the fact that we've forgotten or we've gotten pulled into the drama or something like that, that we can just kind of go, oops, sorry, meant to be the planet, and really start to embody that. And by the same token, you know, if you do have one of those really solid horses and you want to maybe borrow a bit of their calm or a bit of their courage or a bit of whatever, you can, you know, ask them to be the planet, and you can purposely, consciously be a bit more like the moon. And so you can go, hey, you know, my horse is really solid or he's really brave at the moment. I'm actually going to borrow that on purpose and consciously do that. And certainly for me, that was something that I did when I was competing at the higher levels on Fox, because Fox was always so much braver than I was. And so it was like I could consciously, you know, almost weaken my attachment to my fear and instead start to borrow from his courage and his bravery and his calm. And I could purposely use that to co-regulate myself into his state. And I say this with a little bit of a hesitation, which is simply that horses would much rather, for the most part, be the moon rather than the planet. You know, what tends to happen, and this is, I think, you know, where this goes a little bit wrong, is when they do get anxious or they do get worried and we get pulled off course and we follow them down that rabbit hole, that's where things escalate, because they really, really wanted us to be solid. In our energy, they don't want us to follow them for the most part. They're very, very happy being the moon and us being the planet, and that feels very safe and secure for them, in the same way that it does with small children when their parents or their caregivers are very solid and very, you know, compassionate and caring, but very solid in their state and very calm and consistent in their state. It's much easier for the child, and horses are a little bit the same. Horses don't often really want to be the planet. It's just that, you know, you do come across some horses that are quite good at it and we can borrow from them. But the more that we're aware that we're doing that, the more that we can aim to be the planet most of the time and only kind of use that in emergencies when we really need it, rather than relying on the horse and putting that pressure on them. So yeah, that's the analogy. Being the planet rather than the moon. I'd love to hear if this helped you, if this makes sense to you, if this is something you're going to try, or maybe something that you already do. I would love to hear about it. As usual, you can follow my work with @SynergyAndFreedom on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, if you liked the episode and you want to share it or rate and review the podcast, that would be amazing. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, I'd love to hear those too. And I hope you're having a fabulous week.